Welcome to Civil Intercourse. Thank you so much for dropping in to listen. This is a clip that got thrown down to the cutting room floor on the upcoming podcast. But I said some interesting things and wanted to just go ahead and share it as a primer for the conversation, the discussion that we're having on police reform. And if you want to send us a sound file, you can at anchor.fm/AB from CA. And I'm going to put some links at civilcast.net for the Sandra Bland videos and information that you can kind of jump off and look at. I'd like you to take a look at this case and get in on the discussion. If you don't know who Sandra Bland is, definitely take a listen. But do hit us up. We look forward to hearing from you, getting involved in the conversation. Thank you so much for listening to Civil Intercourse.
Hello?
The first case that I want to focus on is Sandra Bland. Those of you who don't know about Sandra Bland, I don't want to go too much into it, but look up her life timeline. Find out the kind of person she was. A lot of these people that are in this movement that would be active in this Black History Month right now would be her goals, her focus, the things that she was trying to do. And she liked white people, particularly fond of that aspect of her. But she was a strong Black woman and was out there advocating for civil rights and making a lot of positive movements in her life and her community. And like all good Americans do, you know, I disagree with her on some things, but, you know, she was had an interesting social media presence and was a good person. Sandra Bland, you need to watch the video if you haven't. And I was going to play sound clips of it, but I want you to trust me and look this up. But July 10th, she got pulled over. A guy named Brian Encinia, that is no longer, it's a DPS trooper. And he took her into custody on accusations that she assaulted him. And during her intake interview, Bland told officers she attempted suicide after the loss of a baby the year before. You know, it's a standard intake when you go into that would be something that would be normal. And tough to deal with, right? We all... those of us who would be aware of that, but July, it was July 10th, 2015. And then July 13th, apparently she refused breakfast at 6:30 a.m. and then requested to make a phone call. She didn't end up making a call, and they say around 9 a.m. she was found hanging in her cell. Allegedly, she had fastened a noose with a plastic bag liner around her. So, July 14th, you know, the people protest. Waller County Jail to the courthouse. They demand an investigation into her death. And the 20th, they throw the jailhouse footage. It's kind of weird. You can look it up online. The biggest thing, though, is the dash cam. It came out July 21st. And that's where, you see the interaction between her and the cop. And... It's very good example of what can go wrong when a cop is kind of on a power trip with anyone in a situation. And, you know, he's a guy who's going to give her a warning for a ticket. He's walking up to give her a warning. And he asks her, basically, like, you know, do you got an attitude? And, you know, you get pulled over, you got an attitude. That happens sometimes. And she wasn't, like, giving him crap. She just had a look on her face, probably like, man, can you, give me my stuff? And she had her camera without actually recording. So he tells her, during this altercation, ask her, well, tell me what's wrong. And you'll see it on the video. And then she tells him, well, yeah, I do have a little bit of attitude. You're pulling me over for a ticket. And she's assuming she's getting a ticket because, looks like he's got a ticket. But she's still, fairly reasonable. And then essentially, he then tells her to put her cigarette out. And she's like, why do I need to put my cigarette out in my own car? Which is, a reasonable question. And then I don't think she is reading the room properly with this guy. And that's what kind of what I was talking about it earlier was you got to know who you're dealing with. And this police officer, you know, she, I don't think she knew, realized he, you know, he, in his mind, he's flipped it. Okay. Now, you know, you're giving me attitude. I'm going to jam you up. You're going to get out of your car. Da, da, da. You know, he's going on a power trip. You don't need to do that. He needs to, he could just say, ma'am, I'm just giving you a warning. You know, you don't need to be irritated. I just worried about your safety and da, da, da. That's what a professional does, but that's not what he does. And you watch the video, he ends up dragging her out of her car, getting her into space. If you watch 1A and 2A audit videos, you know, man, you don't want to be getting out of the car. You want to be asking for a supervisor, but she doesn't, for as much as she knows about her rights and everything, she's not knowledgeable enough to know how to handle that situation to where that he's in a reasonable enough understanding to knowing like, oh, this is going to turn into something bad. This person actually knows their rights. And you shouldn't have to be playing the games like that. But you watch her specific, this case, as far as how it relates to it, any citizen. And, you know, you can talk about the racial part of this and every, but it doesn't matter. That's a citizen, American, who doesn't need to be having that attitude thrown at her. She's, and if you know her story, man, she was like getting a job. She had just got a job that was going to lead into probably another job and a career at the university by where she was driving to. It's just, oh, well, I'm not 100% she was driving to there, but when she got pulled over, this one just really, I relate to this person. I could see myself being this type of person, you know, who's the cops kind of be irritated with because you speak out too much truth and you don't have a filter. And not that I'm not anti-cop, don't get me wrong, man. I'm not like, oh, we got to bring the cops down. And like I said, there's a lot of good cops. But this is when a situation is all wrong. And then, you know, you'll see in the video if you know, watch it. And I really, really, really encourage you to. You know, they kind of go out of the camera shot. But, you know, he's physically doing, he, you know, he starts getting to an attitude and basically forces her, he makes her a criminal. By trying to make, give her commands and do stuff and overpower her. And, you know, there'll be people that say, I know you're listening, going, hey, no, you're supposed to just comply. And no, man, she should have never been out of that car. It was that dude's ego. And now I'll get to the why this case gets to me so bad. It's because there's been accusations, and it was a settlement with the family. Sorry, my papers. With the family, they settled. A lawsuit, but you know, there's been legitimate questions of like, was this a murder by the police? And you know, looking at the videos and stuff that they released, you can't totally tell. There's a reasonable accusations that she could commit herself. I'm, you know, these crazy conspiracy, like for me, it doesn't matter because they killed her. Because she should have never been in their custody. If she hadn't have been, had her civil rights violated, she would have never been in that situation. She would have been starting her job. She'd still be doing her internet presence stuff. She would have still been active in the civil rights movement and stuff. And she, you know, I might have got to argue her with her someday and might have had a reasonable, cool discussion, you know? That never needed to happen. And I don't know why she's not like front and center. Because this could happen to anybody. Just some cop pulling you over and being an a-hole and your life is going great and boing, all of a sudden it's just off. Now you're not getting this job because you just got arrested. And now you might, maybe she did get depressed. Maybe she was like, oh man. But I don't think so. You tell me. You go study, look at her life. Look at who she was. And tell me that fighter, that person, I don't know, like her stuff is still online, but I was able to look at it not too long ago. Look at her feed. Look at who she was. And you tell me if that person committed suicide. But, you know, I mean that's nothing provable that you can do, you know, or that I can say. I can't be like, oh, here's all the evidence, but you look at it, the breadth of it, and look at her life and look at just examine that situation. You're getting pulled over and you piss a cop off, and all of a sudden you're in jail and everything's going weird. That can happen to anybody. It could happen to your relatives. It could happen to your friends. That's realistic. That should, you know, you're less likely to be having, you know, being tripped out on fentanyl like George Floyd and being in a situation. Less people are going to be in that situation than someone getting pulled over for a blinker and losing their life in the end. Because again, she should have never been in that jail. They say, oh, well, you know, she committed it. No, man, I don't care if that's true. Because, you know, I don't want, that's a serious accusation to say, oh, those cops like murdered her in the cell. But to me, I'll still say they killed her. You'll never convince me otherwise. Because somewhere along the line, no supervisor, this was wrong with our system too. This is why we need to talk about police reform too. Like, yo, somebody that throws you in jail, like you got rights. You should be dealing with the judge and dealing with someone who can apply some common sense to this right away. Like, no, hey, yo, this dude, look at the video. Where's his body cam? We got the technology. This is too late in the game to be playing like we're amateurs anymore. Like Sandra Bland, when they sit there and, you know, say your name and all that, you know, that's not my thing, but remember her name. Don't ever forget Sandra Bland, because Sandra Bland could be you. That's why I'm starting with her. I'll say her name a lot of times because you look at the positive trajectory that this life was on, and you see where this life is at now. And it ain't right. And maybe something else would have happened. Whatever, you don't know. But if that should never happen to an American. That's why we fought. That's why we broke off from a king. That's why we wrote the Constitution. You got to remember, this could happen to you. Watch the video, please. Watch the video. Know who Sandra Bland is and know that she could be you. Hey, thanks for listening. Give us a soundtrack. Hit us up at anchor.fm/AB from CA. Hit the message button and send us a 1 minute sound file. Get your voice in on the conversation. We really appreciate you. Pop it in, and we'll see you next time on Civil Intercourse.